Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a very talented man, an actor, an impressionist, a comedian. Just absolutely terrific in everything he does, and you've seen him in a broad range of things, everything from SNL to The Sopranos, Spider-Man 3, our cartoon president. You've heard him there, and he's absolutely terrific in everything he does. One of the funniest guys out there, and his latest is being part of the Emmy-nominated Tiffany Haddish Presents. And he'll tell us more about that, and he's absolutely terrific. Dean Edwards is our very special guest. Dean, how are you?
I'm good, Frank, man. Thank you for having me, man, here this morning, man. I'm excited to be here, especially with with a local. You're my local homie from brother from another mother down the southern state, man.
Yeah, you're in Brooklyn. You were just telling me you were in Brooklyn. For some reason, I always thought L.A. for you. Were you born and raised New York?
You know what? That's funny because a lot of people do say that. I'm born in the Bronx, raised Mount Vernon, all over New York State, really, and been in Brooklyn for forever. I've been in Brooklyn since the mid '90s, way back when I was a youth.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. It's been a great career. It's still going strong, and this is exciting. Anything involving Tiffany Haddish is hot right now, and let's face it, everything she touches turns to gold. How long has this been in the making?
You know what they did? They did season one. Tiffany Haddish Presents season one was such a success. Obviously, like you just mentioned, Emmy nominated. And Netflix said, hey, let's do another round, another season. And, you know, they were like, you know what, who cares about a global pandemic? We're going to make it work. We're going to make it happen. And we did this. We shot this last October with some incredible comedians. Netflix made sure that we were all safe. No COVID cases. And we shot this out in Long Beach. And you have myself. You have Barbara Carlisle, Aaron Jackson from Late Night with Seth Meyers, Kimberly Clark, Tony Woods, who's Dave Chappelle at the Mark Twain Awards, said, you know, Tony Woods was his mentor. And Godfrey, you know, you have six incredible comedians, each doing standalone comedy specials under the umbrella of Tiffany Haddish Presents They Ready season 2, and Netflix let us go, man. We had a blast. I've been extremely proud of what we all did, but more than that, hearing the feedback over the last week since we premiered has been everything, because people have been so blown away worldwide. I've had people message me from Dubai and Egypt, I got a message from France 2 days ago where someone said, you know what, I wasn't familiar with you, but I am now, my entire family is a fan now, you know. So I'm very blessed and fortunate and happy with the reception thus far.
Well, listen, thrilled to have you, especially during a pandemic. We need to laugh, we need to be entertained. So it's the type of thing that we could without any shame say, hey, everybody's got to watch this. This is the time when people should be watching this. And it's very difficult to think about what you guys have to do as comedians during this time. There's all this serious stuff going on, and the whole last year, 2020, has just been a crazy time. How much time does it take to adjust, if anything, to doing comedy now that that we've had a lot of changes and a lot of different things happening?
Yeah, that's a great question. Each of us is different. Each person's adjustment to schedule and what we're doing is different. I found out Tiffany called me in mid-August and said she was like, we're shooting beginning of October. So I reached out. My agent reached out to every club in the country and said, listen, he needs 4 weeks to prepare. Where I was getting on stage probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, you know, one to two shows a night. So I probably had about a month's worth of time to prepare and build the set. And listen, man, I am not an arrogant person, but in Denzel Washington's voice, I'll say I stand behind it. I guarantee you will laugh. If you don't laugh, I would say I'm going to pay your Netflix subscription, but that's on you. You can watch them, but you're going to enjoy what you see. I know mine is episode 6, and you know, I got something for everybody. If you don't like Denzel, maybe you like Tracy Morgan.
Ooh,
you know,
that's great.
Or maybe you like Will Smith or Jay-Z, you know, whomever. So I make sure we cover all bases.
Hey, have you ever had somebody come up to you and say, hey, man, don't imitate me anymore. I don't like what you're doing. I know Eddie Murphy said that about Cosby, and I don't know if it was true or if it was just part of his shtick or whatever, but have you ever had somebody complain about how you're doing them?
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring up Eddie Murphy, because Eddie's the whole reason I do this. You know, I said when I was a kid, I said I want to be just like Eddie. And so to wind up on Saturday Night Live for a couple of years was incredible. To become the voice of Donkey has just been a phenomenal ride. And what, you know what, actually my first season on Saturday Night Live, Tracy did take a little offense. He came to my office one day. He was like, "Dog, why are you doing me? You know, you didn't do me in your audition. Do Michael Jackson. Do Denzel Washington. Why are you doing me?" But, you know, Tracy's a celebrity now. So now I'm like, Tracy, I'm doing you, Papa. You gotta let this happen. You gotta let it swap.
I've had Tracy on the show a couple times. You sound exactly like he sounds through these headphones. It's unbelievable. This is great.
If I didn't sound like you, you'd say, why are you doing an impression of someone you sound nothing like?
Listen, this is absolutely great, and the special is absolutely great. Give us the rundown, and I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you, but give us a rundown. Where can they follow you personally on social media and websites? Where's the best place to follow everything that's going on with Tiffany Haddish Presents and everything else having to do with the special?
Yeah, you know what? Number one, you can follow me on all my social media at I am Dean Edwards. At I am Dean Edwards, because that's who I am. You know, make sure you support and watch the ride, because we have some great things cooking. I know you said you're in that. You also go out to the Detroit area, which I'm in Royal Oaks, Michigan next week at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. So you can catch me in the Detroit area, February 18th through the 20th. And really just my social media, at I am Dean Edwards. And as far as, you know, Netflix, if you have Netflix, add Tiffany Haddish Presents Stay Ready Season 2 to your watch list. Make sure you watch it. I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. There's actually 7 episodes with 6 amazing comedians, and then the 7th episode is a roundtable discussion between myself and Tiffany and the other 5 comics, where we actually sit on the stage, and we shot in the same theater that Richard Pryor shot his first comedy special. So it's like hallowed ground, man. It's just a great experience, and people get to really see anything you ever wanted to know about comedy and what comedians experience. You get in that 7th episode.
On hollow ground is for sure. Dean, you're the best, man. You are absolutely great. Thrilled to finally have you, and hopefully I can get you for a longer period of time. Congratulations on everything you're doing. Congratulations on the special. Can't wait to hear it and see it, and I'm going to plug it as you leave. Thanks for being here, Dean.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I appreciate it, brother.
Dean Edwards, everyone. And, yeah, you could hear his impressions. He's great at it. You know, it's hard to find somebody who does these very well, and a lot of times, I mean, he's terrific. I mean, all of his things are spot on. He's a talented guy. As I mentioned, his credits are excellent, but you got to see his stand-up is what you have to watch. Our cartoon president, he does a lot of the voices there, and you saw him in Spider-Man 3. Sopranos, SNL. Spent a year on SNL, and that's funny. And you never know whether it's shtick or what have you. But Tracy Morgan, I could see Tracy Morgan saying that. What are you doing me for? What? He sounded just like him. I've had Tracy Morgan on a couple of days. It sounds exactly like Tracy Morgan when Dean Edwards imitates him. Absolutely great. Imagine Tony Woods. That's another one of the comedians that are featured on Tiffany Haddish Presents. And Dave Chappelle said that he was my mentor. He was my, you know, my inspiration or whatever he said. You imagine Dave Chappelle, who's, you know, absolute legendary at this point. And you imagine him saying about Tony Woods, who most of you don't know. I don't know much about Tony. But just imagine that as a career boost. Anyway, Dean Edwards has been our very special guest. He's part of the Emmy-nominated Tiffany Haddish Presents special. And again, it's a series. Again, everything she's touching turns to gold. She's red hot and deservingly so. She's talented and she's a hard worker and everything. But comedian, actor, impressionist, Dean Edwards has been our very special guest. A very talented guy. Thrilled to finally have him. Talk to you all next time. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.